From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The rain has finally stopped in New England and floodwaters are receding from the towns along the Atlantic coast. Now the cleanup begins, and joining us to talk about the effort is Robert Dolan, the mayor of Melrose, Massachusetts. He spoke with us earlier in the week.
My wife and I have an eight-month-old, and we have water and then no heat, electricity. So we moved to my in-laws, which is about 4 miles away. It took us 2 hours, or an hour and a half to 2 hours, to get to that site.
And again, Robert Dolan, Mayor Dolan, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Noah.
Could you hear a bit of tension in your voice from that day?
Yeah, I listened to it, and it brings back some memories that I wish not repeat.
Was it a drastic time for your town?
It was. It was a very difficult and emotional time. But there's been many tragedies throughout the country regarding natural disasters, and people are strong, and Americans, like everywhere else, are strong, and they help each other. We got through it.
The model of Katrina and New Orleans, the increased awareness nationally, do you think that that had an effect on what happened in your city?
It did. I mean, at a much smaller level, obviously, but the way we handled people that were displaced, I think we learned a great deal from Katrina. And we decided to, because we had the ability, to put people in hotels to get them comfortable, to bring the stress level down, and to give them privacy. And the state was able to provide buses and amphibious-type vehicles to get them to these sites. We decided to stay away from putting them in a high school on cots, which only increases stress. And I think it made a major difference, because I just remember seeing the Superdome and the people there. It just was so overwhelming. It created an unbelievable tension that resulted in rioting and theft and those type of emotional outbursts.
And you told us earlier in the week that you figured out a way to keep the people with their pets, which is an important thing.
Yeah, absolutely, and keep families together and get them communication. And after you can do that, people do settle down very quickly. And actually, some of them would even say they had a good time and met some new friends, which is the best-case scenario that they can take from it.
How much danger were people in physically in Melrose?
Well, Melrose is a very old New England community. Our infrastructure is old. The main issue is electricity, and obviously electricity and water don't mix. Anyone who put their foot in the basement with water, we've had some people who got electric shocks, etc. And trees, we have a lot of trees, and we have a lot of roads that were cut off, so there was quite a bit of coordination to get everyone out safely.
So you had to get the people out. The rivers that affect your town are what?
We have the Mystic River, we have El Pond, we have the Saugus River. Melrose is used to be called Pondfield back in the 1600s and 1700s, and it's because we have beautiful environmental green belt, which is wonderful in the spring and fall, but every 10 to 20 years when Mother Nature takes back the real estate, it's devastating.
And so people back now in their homes?
People back. The part is cleaning out their basements and making sure the furniture is out, because mold is an issue, particularly if you have allergies. And sewage is also a major issue. So we're monitoring contractors to make sure we don't have any unscrupulous contractors, which also happened in the South, to make sure people are getting fair rates and aren't being gouged, because there's a lot of cleanup, and sewage is a major issue in this area.
Thank you, Robert Dolan, mayor of Melrose, Massachusetts. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Noah.